is Real News Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Welcome to the Real News Radio. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, March 31st, 2012. Brian's in the studio. We helped John over on the phones from last hour. Let's go back to John and continue with your thoughts. The turnout seemed to be a good turnout. There was very little coverage of this on mainstream media. I'm sure you're not surprised.
Well, whatever. All the cameras will be focusing on these. That probably was between 50 and 100 for it. All the cameras focus on them, had to get their spiel, and whenever they got through, they just shut them off and walked off.
So there was actually about 50 or 100 people there rallying in support of the health care law, versus, what did you say, 30,000 opposing?
Tuesday, probably close to 30,000. There's 20 new taxes, folks, in this health care bill. And wasn't that John on before I came on?
Yes, sir.
You need to have him on again, because I tell you, he may wake up some people where a lot of people can't. But in this health care, in paragraph 1001, is talking about the computer chip, and John was talking about that. We're going to be in a cashless society, and this computer chip's supposed to, if you go to 1001, it says a chip or a device will be implanted, and this is supposed to be done within 3 years. Well, folks, the health care was put in effect 2 years ago, and March of next year will be 3 years. And they go meddle in your bank account. They go audit businesses. They're putting out all these IRS agents that's going to be auditing this and auditing that. You think we're having fun now, just hang on.
Oh, John, I appreciate you bringing this to light. I mean, the people need to wake up to what's going on, and if we see the current administration stay in power through this election in November, I think we're going to see all of this coming to fruition rapidly.
Well, Puerto Rico is going to be a state before the next election. You're going to have probably 20 or 21 million or 24 million illegals who are going to become citizens. So, and above all, there's people out there who voter fraud, and you think you're going to slow that down? No.
Well, John, we're coming up on a break. We've got Melvin York's going to be joining us after this next break. We're going to be talking about gardening, genetically modified seeds. We're going to be taking phone calls in the third hour. If there's anything else you'd like to add, I commend you for your activism, what you're doing, trying to spread the word, wake up the masses. I'll give you the last word if there's anything you'd like to add. Thank you so much for calling in today.
I'm kind of like John was before, folks. We better find out what our needs are made for, and that's put our knees on the floor or on the ground and start praying for God to take deliverance of this country. And we met two young ladies, and they're sold on socialism. I told them, you want to become like Castro's country?
Cuba.
Cuba. If you want to become Cuba, you just don't know what you want. I think it's sad, really.
Oh, it's extremely sad to see the shape the country's in and the fact that so many Americans are oblivious to what is really going on. We're coming up on that break, John. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, we're coming up on a break. We come back. Melvin York of In the Garden is going to be discussing genetically modified food seeds, where our food comes from, and the plight of the American farmer. You're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron and Brian. Stay with us.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We are joined by Melvin York. Melvin, how you doing today, sir?
Just fine, Barrett. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Glad to have you on. Melvin is a good friend of mine. He's an activist. He's a farmer. And in this area, there has been no one more outspoken and done more to wake people up to what is going on with genetically modified foods, genetically modified seeds, the plight of the small farmer. And I want to thank you, Melvin, for all that that you do and you have done. And to get us started today, and I'll kind of just leave it to you to take it where you'd like to go, but I mean, one of the questions that I was asked to ask you today is, Walmart, are they selling Monsanto seeds? And two, I've had a lot of people that said, you know, this year I planted seeds, they didn't come up, or last year I planted seeds, they didn't come up. Is there a lot of differences available now in the market with the quality of our seeds?
Well, to answer the first part of your question first, I'm really not sure on the line of seeds that Walmart's selling. I have not done my homework on that one. But Monsanto has acquired so many of the smaller mom-pop or the smaller seed companies, and not only in the United States but worldwide, that if not, it would probably, and again, this is only a guess, I think that you would find them popping up everywhere in the United States. Now, I do know as a farmer, most of our seeds are being offered to us as GMO seeds. Even the way that, and it's really a complicated thing, and we'll get into that maybe in just a minute. But most people don't understand you can order a seed, a genetic seed, like you would order a hamburger, however you want it made up. That's kind of scary, you know.
Wow, really? It's like that. And I know, and I'm sure during your tenure as a farmer, there has been such a move, so much pressure being put on to move toward these Terminator seeds and genetically modified seeds and away from saving your own seed and using heirloom seeds.
Well, you know, and here's the problem at hand. If we use, if you can even get heirloom seeds in that quantity anymore for farmers, then the margin of profit for farming is so small. And I really think that, you know, we don't have a voice for farmers anymore. You know, farming's a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day job. You know, there is no time off when you farm. You're constantly looking at this crop, looking at that. I once had a person tell me when the lottery started in North Carolina, she was very upset because people were buying lottery tickets, and that was gambling. I said, ma'am, go out and plant $800,000 crop of corn. That's the biggest gamble you ever take in your life. Yeah, I guess we're probably the biggest gamblers on the face of the earth. But, you know, we can go with heirloom seed. We can find them, but then you're looking at a mass amount of chemicals, okay, just to keep a crop in. And I'm not for chemicals, somewhat. Some chemicals are fine, used like they are, some are not. And, you know, it's like anything else. You have good and bad in everything. And the ones that we want to talk about is the one that does have an effect on the planet year after year, or it's going to lay in the soil and lay in there. And the problem with the seeds now, they're genetically modified, more or less, so that you can use the chemicals on everything else and not hurt that plant. See, that's the big deal there. You know, BT corn was injected with a gene so that if worms started eating on the ear of the corn, it would actually kill them. And they say it's not harmful to humans. Okay? I don't know how much testing's been done on this because they really haven't been out on the market that many years. We have not been through a generation yet to see what the after effects of this is.
And, you know, that being said, we've seen so many changes in such a short time with regards to genetically modified seeds and foods this may be one of those things to where, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, they'll be saying that, well, you know, I guess messing with those seeds and foods that way has led to a big increase in the cancers or whatever health risk. I mean, it's almost like Frankenstein technology here where there's no testing, they're just doing it, and we'll find out the outcome, so be it, down the road.
Something's going on somewhere, and I don't want to pinpoint, or I don't want to say, okay, it's GMOs or it's this chemical or what, but as everyone knows, 30 years ago, I hardly ever heard of a person having cancer. And I have lost friends I went to school with. It's almost weekly, or acquaintances that's died of cancer now. It is, cancer is probably the most rampant disease on the face of the earth right now. I would say that it would be far above anything coming and going. And, you know, seeing how we didn't have that back when we did things in a different way, something that we're doing now has to be bringing this about. I mean, that's only, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. It's common sense. But the only thing that I know, since we don't have an answer, is, and you do know that my stand is we want to see people self-sufficient, number one, on account of there is a food shortage coming. There is right on the brink of one. And it wouldn't take 10 crop failures over 2 or 3 years. It's only going to take one major crop failure, and we're going to be slack on food.
Brian? I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on GMOs contaminating heirlooms throughout the world. I mean, we hear about one of the most common GMO crops there are, of course, is corn in Mexico. There's tens of thousands of varieties of corn, and it's being contaminated by these GMOs. Are we eventually going to see GMO genes showing up in practically every organism on the planet?
I don't see how we can not. And here's the thing about it. Mexico has the most pure varieties of any place on the planet. And that's one reason that they are not warning, and they're trying not to allow the GMO seed to come into their country because of the different varieties. We even talked about that this morning. If you look at a cob of Indian corn with the different colors on it, if you'll go back and trace that corn back, each one of those colors were a pure breed. It's like the red seems to be more dominant than the white. But I've actually, in the old red and with the old white field corn, I've mixed them side by side, come up with a pink corn just to see it happen. Now, that wouldn't be a GMO cross. That would be a hybrid cross, in which I don't worry about hybrid crosses so bad. But with GMO, we're changing the whole genetics of that corn. And, again, what does that do to our body? Because, you know, you're looking at corn as one point of starch, one point of protein. It all depends on what point that you pick that corn. So our body uses starch. Our body uses protein. It goes into a sugar form. Do you know that we, as far as human consumption in the United States, as far as eating corn, now I'm talking about if you take a bowl of ear corn, roasting ear corn, you know, have corn off the cob, we only use 1% of that corn. The other 99% is used in animal feed, is using corn syrups, as corn sweeteners, or some other form, ethanol, but only 1% of that corn is used in human consumption in a corn form.
Now, that is interesting. I didn't know that. And you bring up something that I know you have been very outspoken on, and that is the use of corn for the manufacture of ethanol or petroleum. And what's your thoughts on that?
That's the most ludicrous thing that ever happened. And with our government, even we had a program out that we were paying $1 per gallon to whoever was producing this. You could actually give $1 per gallon that was coming out of our tax money so that they would produce ethanol. Now, ethanol costs as much to produce or maybe a penny or two more than fuel. You don't use your food for fuel. North Carolina State University, and this was years back, has used a crop called miscanthus. It's a grass. It grows wild everywhere, easy grown. And they were making ethanol out of that for years. That does not harm our environment. It's something you can mow. It holds the ground and therefore takes nothing out of the food chain. But when you take food and put it for fuel, well, that's a sick society, you know, and you're already running to the point of a food shortage.
And that's what I wanted to go into. I wanted to make sure you had plenty of time on that topic. You are advocating the fact that we're on the brink of a food shortage, and I agree with you 100%. I think all the indicators say that. Mainstream media doesn't report it. Tell us why you believe that the situation is so dire and that we could see food shortages on the horizon if things continue as they are.
Well, all right, let's take, for example, the water shortages in California now. Do you understand they are actually holding the water back from the farmland? California is one of the biggest states to where we get fresh vegetables from. Now, wouldn't you think, come on, guys, we have no common sense in anything no more. Wouldn't you think that the farmers got the water before anything got it?
Well, you would think so.
Before the Coca-Cola factories got it or before the car washes got it or whatever. Would you not think that it's more important for us to have fresh vegetables than it is a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi? I'm not just using a brand name, okay? I'm talking about a soda, okay? I'm sure people work there and do that too, but, you know, there's going to come a time where there's going to be a choice because we haven't taken care of our water sources. We've overpopulated areas. We're creating everything. So, you know, that's just the way that is.
Hold on to that thought, Melvin. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron and Brian, joined by Melvin York. We're talking about the quality of food, Terminator seeds, food shortages with Melvin York today. Stay tuned.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And we are discussing a little bit of the situation we find ourselves in with food and farming today.
Melvin, I just wanted to get some more of your perspective on the biotech industry and what it's done to farms, farming, how it's basically destroying heirloom varieties and how it's destroying individual farmers. We've seen cases where GMO crops have contaminated heirloom farms down the road, and then they get sued for patent violations. What are some of your views on all of that?
Well, a good source of knowledge of what's going on, if everybody would go on the web and subscribe to a paper that's put out every month. It's by Pete Hardin, and he's done this for years. He's been a dairyman for years. Pete's not a new guy on the block. He was waving the flag on all of this long before we were. And Pete has a publication called The Milkweed. Now, in his last publication, he actually had mentioned and told how that Monsanto were actually using the government satellites to beam down on the farmers with the help of getting their GPA positionings. from your local extension services or from your farm service, not extension, but from your farm service office. And they were looking at the crop being planted. Now, if they hadn't purchased that seed or they had seed from last year in and they were planting it back, they were actually going in, and some farmers actually lost it because of the royalties on it. Now, you buy the seed, but yet you can't replant it again. Now, the satellites they're using is so precise, they're even counting the population per acre of plants. Okay? So when they go in, they actually, well, the smaller farmers, of course, they can't pay the royalties, they can't do that. They're trying to survive. They're already ready to lose their farm. And guess what? Another farmer's bit the dust. Now, to me, if you buy something, it should be yours, okay? Well, that's getting into a whole different a whole different field here of royalties. But, you know, if that seed, you've grown it and you put it in your bin, it should be yours, but it's never yours, okay? You're always going to have to pay a royalty. You're going to have to go back to Monsanto. You're going to have to do this. And here's the bad part about it. With those stalks, they can even go back and tell you if that seed's 2 years old, 1 year crop, 3 year ago crop, whatever. Because corn, you know, will stay for several years. Now, as everybody knows, Monsanto's a big corporation worldwide, and their main thing that they started on back in the 30s were Roundup. Roundup is a herbicide that kills grass, affects a lot of broadleaf, and used in the right way. People say Roundup's safe. Now, I can argue that both ways. Anywhere you use Roundup, if you'll notice, usually you will have growth come back the next year. But they've also done some testing on some of the farms in the Midwest where the Roundup is still available and ready that's went on down into the soil that's looser, not like our red clays and things around here, and it's still showing up. Some of the other herbicides we have, which are more dangerous than Roundup, far to one, are actually staying there and killing seeds, can get the water supplies, and so forth and so on. So we're making a seed that's chemical-friendly, so to speak, to the plant and harmful to anything around it. Now, that's good in one way if you're growing the crop. But for environmentally, I have not seen the data that tells me that that's a safe way to do things, and that's why we do have GMOs. Hybrids were invented to give you a better crop and cut down on disease. GMOs take that step to another level, and that's well and good, but we don't know if they will still produce in 20 years or will they still produce in 10 years. And to go as worldwide and as fast as we have on here without the generation to see what it'll do, in my opinion, scares me, if you know what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this just to clarify. If you buy seeds from Monsanto and you don't plant them all that first year, is it legal to save some and plant them the next year? Or
it is, as long as you, yes. Yes, you can do that. But you cannot grow that crop, harvest it, put it in your grain bin, and say you've got enough left to plant this year instead of for next year. You cannot plant those seeds without paying the royalties on them. And I don't even know if they will allow that then, but I do know you would have to at least pay royalties.
Huh. Well, you know, and this has all happened in our generation, how
sure.
far
sure.
it is. The ability for a corporation to patent a seed, which is, in my opinion, the ability to somewhat patent life, and then to have that locked in to them specifically, no one else can manufacture this particular seed. And then, of course, we're going to be coming up on a break here shortly, but the fact that Monsanto has went around and they've bought a lot of the long-term family-owned seed companies, some of which they've kept their names, some of them they've not, but it's really, and I'll get your opinion on the other side of this break, but we're really seeing the monopolization of the ability for people to farm. I'll get your opinion on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Real News Radio, Farron and Brian, joined by Melvin York. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio joined by Melvin York. And Melvin, before the break, I'd ask you, during your time as a farmer, you have witnessed Monsanto become such a monopoly in the areas of seeds. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, and I'll turn it back to you.
Well, you know, here's the part that gets me. If they basically do have a patent on life, and that's a good way to put it, and if they keep ownership of that seed on and on and on, then as we brought up earlier in the broadcast today, if their seed, their cross-pollination affects an heirloom seed, then they should be liable for this. And I don't know why that they're not, but I don't see why they're not. If I planted a corn crop here in the United States in my field, and then they have a field down the road of GMO corn, and it affected my heirloom seed, then I should be able to bring those before the court system, and they should be able to be liable for what their seed done. If they're going to claim ownership, then you have to claim responsibility also. Now, let me say this. The number one food in the United States that we can't get by with is corn. Understand that? It's corn. You cannot feed all the animals on wheat. You cannot feed all the animals on barley. If I challenge any listener today to go to about any package, that soda you're picking up, it's got corn syrup in it. You look at the cheese, it's got some part of that. Look at this, look at anything that you do, and you will have some part of corn listed in most of the ingredients that you buy. Whether it's cracker, cheese cracker, whether it's this or that, whether it's butter or margarine, you're going to have corn in there. So you can understand how that this concerns us, because with a failure to a corn crop or it being genetically modified with problems, you're going to affect the whole food system, basically. That's, you know, whether it be in a, as long as it's been a processed product or manufactured using that. With, keep in mind, only 1% of corn is grown for human consumption in the form of corn. Okay? That's 99% of corn going on out here somewhere that is going into stuff that's probably GMO corn, and most people don't know it.
Melvin, it's just from my perspective, and I want to get yours on this, it's just hard to imagine, you know, these Roundup-ready crops just being doused with pesticides. And, of course, their DNA has been modified, you know, right down to the core DNA structure. It's just hard to imagine, after all of that, you know, it's safe to eat.
Well, you know, here's the thing about it. Pesticides are one thing, herbicides are another. You know, if here several years back, I've seen that we had a lot of rain, and I don't know if you guys remembered, but the corn was planted, it rained so much that then in the end result, you only got a little bit of stand. The farmers went back, replanted again, and with this GMO corn, it kept raining. They got another. They actually had to plant some of them three and four times, and then finally did get a stand of corn, but you had different heights. Well, you needed to kill that one crop out. Well, Roundup wouldn't touch the corn, where most of the time you would have sprayed Roundup on there, killed the crop, went on. So you had to go into a different chemical, like paraquat or something, that does not have that gene in that corn to kill it and start again. So one thing leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. And these are the things that I'm saying that have probably not been thought through all the way. Not only did we have Roundup on the field to kill the weeds, but now, because the crop that's Roundup ready didn't come up like we needed to, and we needed to destroy it and start again, now we also have another chemical, which, whatever it may be, whether it be paraquat or whatever the name being, then you've got that chemical too. So it's just an ever-running stair step. You know what I'm saying?
Now, when we had talked to you before, you were talking about the different chemicals and ingredients that's in milk. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the thing with milk right now is you've got Kraft was the one that started this, and it was around 2002, I think, and they were doing MPC. That's milk protein concentrates. Milk protein concentrates has been strained out, and it's called the dirty protein out of the milk source. They're putting it in a powder form, shipping it around, and using it in place of the butterfat milk. And it was first found out that in California, when they were checking butterfat, most butterfats, 4%, 4.5%, which is great, and they were getting milk in there that had 12% or in their factory or wherever they checked this, whatever point it was that the state of California checked it. And come to find out, it was the MPCs. Now, there's cheese plants being set up overseas and offshores and places. There's not even their dairies, but you can ship this MPC in barrels or however they ship it easy enough and making milk out of that. And it's dirty protein concentrate. We don't know where it's all coming from. You know, that could be coming out of yak's milk for all we know. I mean, we don't know. These are the things that raises red flags with us. Now, let me say this. I'm not saying all GMO technology is bad, okay? Not all GMO technology is bad, because I believe there's some good in everything we do. But I also think that a dollar gets in our way a lot of times and turns it into turn loose quicker or whatever. Without technology, of course, we wouldn't even be talking on the phone, okay? But what we need to do is we need to make sure that our technology is safe before we turn it loose. That's the part that I'm not sure of. You know, I'm not comfortable with. You know, you've got Syngenta out here. They're buying up seed companies. They do more with flowers and things, but they do some with other seeds too. They're buying seed companies up. So we're going to have a world market of just a couple of all the seed companies, which is real scary. It's real scary. So this is the point that I come to. Save your seeds.
It is very scary to see this monopoly unfolding, and you know, it's something that the mainstream media, even your local media, doesn't discuss the fact, and really they don't discuss the plight of the local farmer. You had really opened my eyes to the disappearing dairy farmer just in the county which we reside there, Iredell County, and how difficult it is to be a farmer here in America today. And I wanted to get your comment on that. And also something else that you had brought to light for me, Melvin, was how many vegetables is in the grocery store for sale that is imported that we could grow here with our very own farmers, but we don't.
Well, we actually have had cases to where the farmers here have actually lost crops because of lost sales. And it was because of the same product being shipped in at a lower quality, lower price, even shipped from overseas, and our farmers left their crop in the field. They had to let them just lay there and rot. Now, we did raise enough stink, and we go back, and the USDA did go through, and we did get some help for those farmers for 1 year. I think it was 2008 or 2009. But, you know, that's ridiculous. Why do we let a good United States grown crop lay in the field and rot, and then import something else? Now, here's what I like for people, and here's something that we can do. It's sort of like politics, Barry. We can put anybody we want in anywhere, but it never works out right. It never works out. But here's what will always work. It's like the system in our country is set up on. It's called supply and demand. If you go into that grocery store, and I will come in food line, they're doing a good job of all their vegetables. They let you know where that vegetable came from. And I appreciate that. I want you to know I commend them for that. But if it doesn't say the United States of America on it, and you can buy that product in the United States, leave it laying. That's a message. You see, you're telling them. And stop by the checkout and say, you know, I'd like to buy, I would have loved to buy some of those cucumbers, but they're from somewhere else. They're not from America, so I'm not going to buy them. Okay? It don't take much of that to the supply and demand theory and rule will work, you see. Now, I'm not going to go over and say I'm not going to buy that because it came from Indonesia, because we don't grow coconuts here, okay? But we do grow cucumbers here. We do grow corn here. We do grow green beans here. You know what I'm saying? So anything that's grown here, we need to buy here. And even better than that, do you some raised beds, do you some pots, grow some of your own stuff. It's cheaper. It's better. You're educating yourself and your kids. And if there is a food shortage coming, if it does happen someday, you will know how to survive if you have those seeds saved and you know what to do with them.
And, you know, Melvin, with that in mind, one, I agree with you 100%. It's important. It's the most important right now to teach our youth how to do some gardening because the situations being what they are, I believe in their lifetime they're going to need that information. But you had shown me how you can garden in a small area on a budget. You actually told me to just get a swimming pool, fill it with some quality dirt, cut some holes in the bottom, and I'd be surprised at what I could do in a kiddie pool. And I did that, and I was amazed. So I just wanted to, we've got about 6 minutes left, I wanted to turn it to you and let you comment on people can garden in limited space and on a budget.
Right, and you don't have to go elaborate. This is the thing about that. You can go on NC State Extension. You can go in a square foot garden. One of the professors has been there for years. His name's Irv Evans, personal friend of mine. He did the studies on that. You know, a lot of people got excited about the using treated lumber with that. He did a thing, checked the levels of the arsenic. They didn't even filter out. In fact, your body and vegetables and all uses a small amount or a certain amount of arsenic anyway. But he did a 10-year study on that to where, you know, it even got to where the levels were zero. They never were high to start with. But if you're worried about that, you can use regular boards, you can use bricks, you can use blocks, you can pile a kiddie pool like we talked about. There's 100 different things you can do to do square foot gardening. And believe it or not, an 8x10 garden will add about, and with today's prices, it used to figure $650 to $700 for two people in a year's time. If it was planted right now, I'd say it'd be more like $1,000, $1,200. And the cost that you have in that for the first year would probably be $200 or less than $200. And, of course, you get to use it over and over again. So I'll ask you, the cheap kiddie pool, the dirt, and all, how much more did you make off of that area than you spent?
Oh, gosh, we really got a lot of stuff out of that garden. I mean, it was very, very, very cost-effective. And I was just amazed at it because I had been brought up, you know, my dad had a big garden. It wasn't raised bed, but I really didn't think that.
Yeah, we all row garden then.
Yeah, row garden. I didn't think a 5-foot diameter pool could. Of course, now, you know, I had vines running, you know, 20 feet in every direction when I was doing cucumbers, but
yeah.
But it really did produce.
Take those, you know.
Yeah, and I started putting them up on like a trellis too.
Right.
So it was. And I wanted to ask your opinion of this. The future of the farmer, do you see a concerted effort to move toward corporate-owned farms? Is the squeeze just being put tighter and tighter on your small local farmer?
The only thing that we haven't got into corporate farming yet, basically, is the dairy farm, so to speak. You know, you do have it 100% with chickens, basically, except for the few now that started up. That's trying to do some organic farming. You've got that in with your hogs, you know. One company owns it, everybody raises it. You've got a lot of that going on with field crops now where a corporation owns them. They rent the land from everybody, and you'll see that a lot in wheat and grains and more so even a lot of vegetables now. You're seeing more and more people contract the family-owned orchards. And so if we're not careful, you know, small business guys rocks, and that's what built this country. And we've got to keep it. It's the only way you – with small business, you can control quality, you can control quantity, and you can also make sure that you, you know, kind of feel a little bit safer if you're buying it from the guy down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, if you try to buy vegetables – and fruits through the grocery store, and you know, we're a strong advocate of support your local farmers markets, but we have seen prices really on the rise. And do you just see that as a combination of everything, the gas prices, the labor prices, just everything causing your tomatoes, your cucumbers to rise at the grocery store?
It is, and the fuel is your number one thing. But I thought of something yesterday that I hadn't thought of. Now, fuel on the rise will cause everything to go up. And that's bad. Now, here's the good part of that. If you want, again, I'll say there's always some good in everything. The good part about this fuel going up is it's stopping a lot of our imports coming in. And furniture factories in North Carolina are springing up and running again. A lot of things now are being put back in America because the freight is so high of running from overseas to here. So, you know, what's the best? High gas prices and jobs, or gas a little cheaper and no jobs? So I'm trying to look at the lesser of the two evils. I don't like to pay high gas prices, but if it's in turn affecting that people are going back to work, I still think it's a stronger thing for the economy. We have to tighten our belt more, but we can do that, again, with savings, with growing our own vegetables, growing our own fruit. I mean, it's so easy to set out blueberry bushes, blackberry bushes, strawberry plants, apple trees, pear trees, cherries, blah, 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 peaches. And you've got the, you know, and here's the thing about it. You have got the peace of mind of knowing that you're feeding your family something you grew, something that's good, something that's healthy, wholesome, and something that's fresh. You can't get any fresher from your backyard to your kitchen.
That's exactly right. Well, Melvin, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work. Keep waking them up out there. And thank you for being on the Real News Radio today.
Baron, I want to thank you and thank you for your work and the advocate and letting people know what's really going on. I really appreciate you, what you and Brian are doing. And again, my friend, anytime, all you do is holler.
All right, will do. You have a great day today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Melvin York, and just a wealth of information, I'm here to tell you. And he is trying to wake people up to the fact of garden, grow your own food, become self-sustainable, because he sees what is on the horizon as we do here. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Mr. Werner, New Brunswick, will take your phone call. You're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron and Brian. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back on the Real News Radio, Farron and Brian in the studio. I am a conspiracy factist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're going to go to the phones. We have Werner on the line. Thank you so much for holding there. I appreciate it. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I followed up there the last half hour there. But I get the impression too many people, they are looking for their own little hiding place. and just only you know, growing a few vegetables in a swimming pool. It does not sustain a family. Where do people's paychecks come from? More and more people. And what I've seen over the years, there are too many there looking for hiding places and still expect from, in one way or another, from corporate interest, that there comes a paycheck, either in the form of a government pension or government employment. And in the meantime, the farmers, the people that were farming sustainable and that were farming responsible, they've been thrown underneath the wheel. And about Monsanto and those companies, I've seen that in the mid-70s, within 1 year, a few big multinational corporations that took over the they were buying out the seed-growing companies and the traditional plant breeders. And within a year, our prices for certified seeds, they more than doubled. They pretty near tripled.
Yeah.
And all over the years, I've been after the provincial and the federal government, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of the Environment, but there was no willingness to address, for example, huge environmental crimes like the illegal dumping of pesticides on farmland, most of the time done by small aircraft and in some instances by military aircraft, destruction of the field crops, with the underlying idea you either farm the Monsanto way or you either farm the chemical way, the way we fellas in the government want you to farm, or we make sure that you get out of there. And I've been fighting for many years, as far back as in the mid 80s, I was able to get a deputy minister of agriculture to ask for a criminal investigation, and again it stopped with the law enforcement. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police participated together with an employee in the department to destroy the evidence. And this is basically has been a battle all the way along, and people don't wake up. They are still living in their la-la land. And in the meantime, the cancer rates and everything have been going up, up, up. And here, for example, on the East Coast, in the Northeast, I'm living on the Canadian side, but in the New England states, the same situation is persisting there, that now this region has to import nearly 90% of the food.
Wow.
Well, I commend you. You were fighting the fight early, and
I became aware of it within 2 or 3 years after, as soon as I immigrated here over there from Germany here to Eastern Canada, and about satellite surveillance of the field. I've followed this up for so many years, and especially the last few years, especially I noticed they were deliberately introducing alien wheat species that were not from around here, that either were come from out west.
Werner, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. You want to hold for me?
Okay.
We're coming up on top of the hour break. You're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron and Brian. Taking your phone calls next hour. Stay with us.